The New South Wales government has announced $50 million in funding to tackle the ongoing mouse plague, just days after two of the state's most influential rural lobby groups labelled it an economic and public health crisis. The package includes an emergency request with the federal government's Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority to approve the wide-scale agricultural use of the bait bromadiolone, which is currently outlawed for use in fields. Andrew Hillinger has this story.
Last Thursday, the New South Wales Farmers and the Country Women's Association of New South Wales finally had their pleas answered when the state government announced a $50 million rescue package for regions affected by mouse plagues. The funding is expected to offer rebates, free poison, and will help farmers like Hugh Kreft, who have experienced significant losses since the plague began.
I was just looking, you know, the other day at the hay damage, and there would have been $20,000 or $30,000 worth of damage to the hay at just an estimate. Probably the baiting program, so the aerial baiting, we did one or two programs last year. You know, they're $2,000 or $3,000 each time you do it. So I've been speaking to some fellows that have done that 3, 4, 5 times, and over bigger areas too. So, you know, some people spending huge amounts, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on just aerial baiting. But then there's also the baiting around the sheds and around the silos, and we've spent $5,000 or $10,000 on just doing that. And where there's a lot of bigger operations than us too.
Mouse plagues are a common problem for farmers. They usually come every 10 years after a long drought and can severely disrupt a grain farmer's business. They can even drive people from their homes and inflict diseases. Hugh Kreft again.
So they create chaos. You know, you're living and breathing this mouse smell in the kitchen and all through the house that they invade. You even get diseases like leptospirosis that a couple of farmers here, Bruce and Rowan Rogers, they were sceptical that they'd actually picked that up from just the amount of mice around. And it's quite a debilitating disease too. And there's another one they've been reporting in the Western Health too, the LCM lymphocytic choriomeningitis too. So they've had one or two cases out there with Western Health too. So, yeah, there's those extra health issues and just, you know, the way it really upsets you. Your life, and a few people have even had the odd nibble from a few mice too, biting them. So,
there are some solutions being proposed by the government, though. For example, Adam Marshall, the New South Wales Agriculture Minister, has sought approval for the use of bromadiolone, a bait which is currently outlawed. Steve Henry is a CSIRO researcher, and he gave us some insight into what this bait actually is.
Bromadiolone is not a new chemical. It's the chemical that's registered for use around farm buildings and in fact is registered for use in your house and around your house as well. Okay. And they're seeking license to apply it as a perimeter bait around paddocks.
The New South Wales government's attempts to get access to bromadiolone is not without some concerns. Charles Stewart academic Dr. Maggie Watson, for instance, is fearful that the bait may cause harm to other animals.
The problem with the second generation ones, and bromadiolone is one of those, is that it never has a chance to degrade in the body of the animal that's being killed before it gets passed on into its liver. And so then it gets eaten up by birds or the family dog or anything like that, and they get a dose of the poison as well. And you cause what's called secondary poisoning, where you end up killing something else.
Dr. Maggie Watson believes that the government should be focusing on promoting the use of double-strength zinc phosphide after new research revealed that the current doses needed to be doubled for it to be effective against the mouse population. Steve Henry is the head of this research, and he gave us some details on what the project had strived to achieve.
What we're focused on is controlling mice in broad-scale agricultural crops. And at the moment, the only licensed control measure is zinc phosphide on grain. And if you look at the media release that came out last Monday from Grain Producers Australia, the GRDC and CSIRO, there's in fact now an emergency permit for a double-strength zinc phosphide bait. And the measures that the New South Wales minister was bringing out around perimeter baiting with bromodiolone were aimed at an additional control strategy to be used in conjunction with zinc phosphide.
Overall, though, it seems that both sides are divided on whether the Australian Pesticides and Veterinarians Medicine Authority should approve the use of bromodiolone. With James Jackson, the president of the New South Wales Farmers Association, coming out and saying that the possibility of native animals being impacted was the lesser of two evils. Dr. Maggie Watson again.
I don't want to come across as saying, no, we shouldn't be poisoning at all. We're in the middle of a plague. It's a horrible thing. We need to do what we can, but we just need to be thinking ahead.
Dr. Maggie Watson, a Charles Sturt University lecturer in environmental sciences, ending that report from Andrew Herlingar.